Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Midweek Motivation. I have my father again at the table. Say hi, Dad.
Hey.
And we're going to just quickly talk a little bit about, I refer to it as like pre-journaling. And I know you ladies that are verse mapping and truth journaling with me understand where I talk about, like, I write everything down. I journal blessings. I journal burdens to prayerfully surrender to Him. I verse map my verses, et cetera, et cetera. And the other day, I was showing something to a lady in my Bible, and in the front pages of my Bible, where it literally is just like white spaces, and even in the back, I have written things down, and not only have I written them, but I date everything. So one example was a study that Cliff and I went through as a couple in 1993. Then we turned around and led a group in 1995. Then we led a group in 2005. Then we led a youth group in 2012. But if you look through my Bible, it's like a map. It's just a journey of my life, my learning, my experiences, and I date everything. And then in my journals with my verses, I always tell you all that the minute you write down the verse, the reference, and the translation, make sure you date it. And then when you finish mapping that verse, I always recommend that you date when you finished your study of it. And everything's about, and date this and date that. And if you see the Spirit, you know, date that when that happened. And at the back of my journal, I date, you know, where I saw God and when did that happen, and I date it. And so a lady asked me, I'll give the shout out, it was Leslie. Leslie said, "Where did you get this deep urgency to like document and date everything?" And I stopped for a minute and I thought, my dad. I mean, it was just always done. I can never not remember you. You would buy something. You would get out the owner's manual. You would write the date. We have board games like, yeah, Monopoly, Masterpiece, Clue, the old, old goodies. And there's a date on when you bought them. So Leslie said, have you ever asked him why he did that? Because that formed a legacy that you now carry, and you're leading us women into doing it. I said, you know what, Leslie? I've never asked him. So, Dad, I'm giving you the opportunity to tell us what started you on this journey of documenting and dating things.
That's the dedication from being a design engineer.
Okay.
That you have to, if you want to know where you came from and what you did along the way, if you want to make changes, you need to date what you did back previous so that you can recall it if you need to. And then if you have conflicting issues, you can go back and check the dates. I've always been that. I've remembered in the days when I was in college, every page that I took notes from the professors, I put a date on it, sometimes even a time of the day. You need to know where you were so that you can back up to that if you ever need to rely on it again.
That is absolutely perfect, and it's eloquent with our spiritual journey.
That's right.
Because that's what I do for myself, and I do it from you, unknowingly the reason behind it. But I see the analogy of God's design. We are His product, and He is the designer.
That's right.
And He is drafting our lives.
That's right.
As you always had the drafting board up in your office,
right,
where I would always see you with that drafting board and that like that. What's the paper called that you would draft on? That
vellum.
Was, yeah, the vellum paper. And that arm, the drafting arm that you would use. It's like God is doing that with us. And that's why I date and journal and log my life circumstances.
That's right.
Because when I think I'm getting into a negative pull or a spiral about a certain circumstance, I just date it.
Sure.
I just release it to God. I move out of it. I let him move me past it, move me through it. But I love to go back. Just like you said, as you're developing a product, God is developing us the product.
That's right.
And I like to look back and go, oh my goodness, he got me through that. And he got me through that. And he got me through that. And at the same time, I want to date and log my blessings.
Okay.
So one of the things I do in the front of my Bible again, because I'm like, where will I ever not have my Bible? But I have always done it from like when I asked Jesus Christ into my heart, when I followed in believers' baptism, when we've moved, when my kids have been born, when they asked Jesus into their heart, different dedications, when they were baptized, when, you know, just different high points in my spiritual journey. It's all, and I've continued on the back all the way up to just the most recent things in my life. It's like a roadmap again for someone else to someday read and go, wow, God did that. That's the glory in the hand of our great designer on us, the product. But I just wanted you to know that that is something. You never sat me down and told me to do it.
No.
But you always modeled doing it. I can remember that when you did your last home move, just here in Northwest Arkansas, you allowed Cliff to keep one of your craftsman drawered tool compartment things, because you knew if you ever needed it, you can open our garage door and get anything you want. And in it, you still had manuals and manuals and manuals, and everything's dated.
That's right.
Tools are dated. Cliff will pull out a tool and he'll go, oh, you know, your dad got this here or bought this here, and manuals to the saws and everything you use, drilled bits. So I just want you to know that what you did and what you knew to do for your job and your career, I have taken it and always just inserted it into my job that I have to do as a disciple of God.
Right. Well, look at our Bible. It's got dates.
Oh, so true.
If we hadn't had that, we wouldn't have the history of what happened before and what's current now. So,
and that's Madison's favorite part of verse mapping, is when we first pick a verse and she writes it down, that we have a section in our verse mapping where we look at who wrote it, when it was written, who was it written for, why was it written.
That's right.
And she loves that.
And that's what our Bible is.
Yes.
So that's good.
Absolutely.
We need that.
That commentary. A lady Sunday asked me at church if I could give her a recommendation for a Bible. She really wants to, as we approach the new year, read it and study it and know more about it. And so the first thing I said to her was find a translation that you can open up and understand, and find a study Bible that actually has some commentary to it, tells you a little bit about each book before the book starts, and like you said, has more of a concordance to the back of it where you can look it up topically about anxiety or peace or faithfulness, and it will direct you to verses within the Bible.
My Bible is a good one. It's the Marked Reference Bible. A chain of reference system in it.
Yeah.
And it's already got a lot of things marked that you don't even have to underline. That's already been done for you.
Wow.
And it's coded.
How long have you had that particular Bible?
Let's see. I don't know if I put a date on it or not.
The one thing you didn't date.
Yeah. Probably didn't date this one.
But you wrote your name in the front. But
yeah.
I have.
Oh, yeah.
I have
No, I don't remember when.
I have seen you with that one for quite a while.
I think I got it in about, I think it was like 1966.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that I've ever seen you with something other than that. And I was born in 68, so.
Well, and see, this is edited by Jay Gilchrist Lawson, and I even looked up to see what his date was, and I wrote it.
Of course you know. You did. That he was born in 1874 and passed in 1946.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so really cool.
Dates are important.
Yeah.
Because if our Bible shows us that.
Yeah, that's really cool. And so then topically, if it's a verse marked in red, it's about salvation.
Right.
If it's a verse marked in green, it's about the Holy Spirit. If it's a verse marked in gold, it's about temporal blessings. And if it's a verse marked in blue, it's about a prophetic subject. Wow, that's really cool. That's really cool, Dad. But anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to Leslie for prompting me to ask the question, to prompt my dad to give a response. But I love that idea about developing a product and the design that you want to stop and see along the way what worked, what didn't work, what you need to go back and change.
That's right.
And what I'm just walking through with the ladies is the fact that if we abide in God through His Word, and we allow Him to renew us, and when He brings to mind what we need to surrender to Him, that out of all of that we can rejoice.
That's right.
So it's all about rejoicing with the Lord our God.
It is. It's important.
Absolutely.
Very important.
So I appreciate your time again at my table, Dad. And,
okay.
We'll have you here as a guest again.
All right.
Oh, also give a shout out. Your and Mom's anniversary.
Yes.
Is this month, December, and how long will you all have been married?
65 years.
65 years. So, listeners, we should probably have spent a few podcasts on how in the world moving all those places, making all those changes, raising a family, do you stay married 65 years?
Good years.
Yeah. And what would you credit it to? That how did the two of you stay married 65 years?
God's grace.
Yeah, absolutely. Love for Him first and love for each other second.
That's right.
Anyway, I love you, Dad.
Love you too.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.